Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi, big guy.
Hiya. Hi, Rob. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Henke, how are you?
This is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, very cozy. What have you got me for Christmas? What have you got me for Christmas? Don't pretend you didn't hear.
It's not what you got for Christmas. You know, what are you giving to people? What are you giving to society? Stop taking. Start giving.
What? I do my fair bit.
What do you mean?
I pay my taxes. I'm a model citizen.
Do you think?
I entertain the masses on a daily basis.
That is true.
You've been a key worker
this year. You've led the charge.
Thank you very much. Okay, a bit mixed the markets yesterday. Wall Street's waiting for this new coronavirus stimulus package, and the great white chief, Jerome Powell, spoke as well.
Exactly right. European stocks rose for a third straight day, boosted by better-than-expected business activity data in Germany and France. Stock 600 index up 0.8% at the close, though the banks fell off. The European Central Bank lifted its ban on dividends but imposed strict limits on payouts. European shares have traded pretty much in a steady range since mid-November, when they reached their highest level since late February in a rally that's been spurred by vaccine progress. So on Wall Street, all eyes were on the Federal Reserve. The US Central Bank said it will continue to support the economy through massive monetary stimulus until it sees substantial further progress in employment and inflation. Kept the monthly bond purchases at $120 billion. The majority of Fed officials continue to forecast that their benchmark lending rate would be held close to zero through 2023. At the close, the S&P 500 was up 0.18%. NASDAQ was up 0.5%.
Very, very precise, 0.18%. I normally say 0.2 myself, but there you go.
Well, you know, you're very cavalier with figures. I know the listeners appreciate a bit of precise data
All right, knock it on there. So what did you make of Jerome Powell's comments?
Well, I think it was pretty much as expected, saying, of course, the US economy's immediate growth path remains uncertain. They've got to tame the virus, of course, and that becomes important. It's looking a little bit more positive as you start to take into account the impact of the vaccine as you look towards the second half of the year. Piling pressure once again on the government officials to agree a stimulus package. That's, of course, been a difficult passage for the latest pandemic stimulus to be agreed by US lawmakers. A couple more days in order to get it done, I suppose. It feels like we're inching a bit like Brexit, inching ever closer towards it, but just a little bit out of reach at the moment. Will they be able to do it in the time frame given remains to be seen.
Okay, Bank of England, big day today.
Yeah, I think since the pandemic started, the MPC has been pretty aggressive in terms of its reaction. They cut interest rates to a record low of 0.1%, ramped up its bond buying program to £895 billion, extended the time frame for purchases until the end of next year. The extensive contraction that we've seen in terms of the UK economy, continued Brexit uncertainty, lacklustre inflation expectations has encouraged the MPC to signal that it is prepared to add yet more stimulus if required and would consider negative interest rates. MPC expected to keep rates on hold today, may consider reducing the bank rate to zero in the future, lowering capital requirements for banks and even offering more dovish guidance if we do indeed see a further deterioration. I think given the broad range of unintended consequences we said before, the introduction of negative rates in the UK still remains unlikely.
Yes, and Andrew Bailey firing a shot across the bows of people tempted to join the Bitcoin bonanza.
Well, Bitcoin's been an incredible performer, of course. $22,000 trading at this morning, tripled during the course of this year. Although we've seen in previous years it reach record highs and then go on to slump the year after. So it's a very volatile, speculative investment. And the governor of the Bank of England is probably siding with me in terms of how Bitcoin should be viewed in that regard.
Craig's already booked an appointment at the dentist. He's going to have diamond inlays in his gnashes now. You know, get in there while you can.
Be very happy.
Right. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Let's do US retail sales, shall we? An important component, of course, of the US economy. Dropped more than expected in November, and the prior month was revised to a decline, indicating the economic rebound could be faltering. As the coronavirus surges, lockdowns are intensified. lawmakers who have been talking about wrangle over the new stimulus package. Total retail sales decreased 1.1% from the previous month, led by weaknesses you'd probably expect in the likes of clothing stores and in restaurants as well. So, yeah, a bit of pressure in terms of the consumer in the United States filtering through to retail sales. Important they, of course, bounce back during the course of next year if the US is indeed to register a steady recovery.
And those lovely MPs are getting a nice winter break. Christmas recess starts this evening in the UK. Nice work if you can get it. But they may be hoiked back into Parliament if there's signs of an imminent deal.
They well may be. Of course, any deal between the UK and the European Union will need to be ratified by the respective parliament. And it does feel as if a deal is still on the cards. It sort of felt very gloomy, I'd say, Sunday, Monday of this week, but it feels a little bit like it can be done.